I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. In the aftermath of the March coup and successful elections in Kyrgyzstan, Christians are facing some trouble in their outreach attempts in that nation. Bible Mission International's Malcolm Smith says fanatical groups are threatening their work, but he says economic ruin has softened the hearts of many.
We've been able to come in with humanitarian aid and bring in food and to bring clothes and meet them where they have need. And at that level, then, we can share the gospel with them.
Christians also want to reach out to the 700,000 Uzbeks now living along the Uzbekistan-Kyrgyzstan border. Meanwhile, Worldwide Christian Schools has launched a new graduate program for Central America. Worldwide Steve Gurink says Preparing the Way is a distance learning program being used in Nicaragua and throughout the region.
We're offering scholarships to teachers, master's degree scholarships, where they will be able to come in and for the 3 years commit to completing their master's program in education with the stipulation that they will go back to their communities and countries and offer bachelor's level classes in teacher education.
Gurink says the model holds the potential for exponential ministry. And Wycliffe Bible Translators has introduced a new project to promote literacy in French-speaking Africa. The program, called Prom Alpha, involves a French-speaking team of six who will spend the next 2 years in Cameroon. They're working in literacy and scripture use among the Mbila and the Kwanja peoples. Pray that their efforts to promote the use and knowledge of the Bible will foster a local initiative which will continue after the team's departure in 2 years. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpane, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr and will remind you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.